We need to be putting AI at the heart of everything because that's going to give us a much better picture of what's going on.
Welcome to AI for Pharma Growth, the podcast from pioneering pharma artificial intelligence entrepreneur, Dr. Andre Bates. This show aims to demystify AI for all those in biopharma, from startup biotech right through to big pharma. Each episode focuses on all things AI and future tech related to help pharma execs to navigate through the and benefit from the sometimes confusing but magical world of AI-powered tools to grow and get real-world results.
Let's just start with the big picture. Tell us, what's going on in the world that means AI is so important to us right now? What are the two or three things that are really driving this?
AI has been around since the 60s. You know, it's not something new. However, why it's really gaining momentum now in the last few years is because we have access to more data. So in 2017, more data was generated in that year than the entire previous history of mankind in terms of recorded data. So the fact that we now have access to big, big data, you know, every second, huge amounts of data are being generated. So that, for a start, really requires AI to process, because the old-fashioned statistics, those kind of models, don't have the capability to process this vast, huge amounts of data. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that the complexity of the world, you know, even with marketing in pharma, you know, in the old days, we might have had a few different channels. Now we have so many different channels that you need something that is a non-linear, complicated, you know, to untangle the relationship. So in pharma, you know, you can do so much with it that you couldn't do any other way. You know, you can identify rare disease patients, you know, you can precision make predictions about whether a doctor is going to switch their prescribing focus, or what is the right thing to say to a doctor, or, you know, all of these different things that can be done now that you couldn't really do any other way. And it's very dynamic. So based on real-time data, you can make predictions about a doctor, what they've said on a forum just now. So, you know, it just means that we have access to things that we just couldn't do before.
That's really helpful. And tell me, you know, everybody watching this will be using Google, or they'll be shopping on Amazon. What role has the commercial world had in driving AI into healthcare?
Well, the fact that the big companies like Amazon started being customer first. So they have made everything personalized with AI and immediate. So you do something, you get a personalized response and an immediate response. And so by that customer focus in these other companies, we're kind of lagging behind if we don't do that. So it really has meant that all companies in all industries need to start doing that, or, you know, they go the way of companies that haven't. So, for example, you know, Barnes & Noble versus Amazon, or Blockbuster versus Netflix, taxis versus Uber, although taxis are starting to do their apps now as well. But it really means that, you know, if we don't do that, we are really losing huge opportunities really quickly.
And you've worked with literally thousands of people on this subject, and you must have come across best practice in terms of getting the patient, the recipient of the product or the service, at the heart of a process. Can you give us some examples of where it's working really well, where AI, patient choice, personalization is working really well?
There's some really good examples in pharma. So a company that I think are doing amazing things, or really innovative things, is Novo Nordisk. So they have put artificial intelligence in their pens. And so it's really tracking and monitoring and providing predictions and advice. And the doctor can actually get a much more complete picture of what's going on with the patient's health, as can the patient. And then the other interesting thing they've done is they have added to their business model to create an ecosystem kind of approach. So they don't mind what drug a diabetic patient is on. They want to serve all diabetes patients. So they've created this model where they're using AI in the ecosystem, but they're basically allowing any patient to come in, and any pharma company with another drug, their patients can come in as well. So They're changing the model. They're not, they're still selling their drugs, but they're adding other models at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think that's where pharma need to start going. You know, we need to be putting AI at the heart of everything because that's going to give us a much better picture of what's going on. But we also need to be looking at a lot of the things going on in the healthcare sector. So, for example, much better, quicker diagnostics that will mean that, you know, we'll predict, you know, that this patient is going to get diabetes if they don't deal with it soon, or early cancer, et cetera. So we'll have much earlier diagnosis, which will mean that a lot of patients won't develop full-blown conditions that they had in the past. So a lot of markets will shrink because we've got better healthcare because we have earlier diagnosis. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we've got a lot of issues with non-drugs coming in to compete. So digital therapeutics and nanobots and things like that. So again, the non-drug market's going to shrink. So we really need, as an industry, to start looking at all of these market changes that are going on and see how are we going to adapt our model to thrive in the future.
It's really, really helpful. And tell me, I was reading one of the blogs on your website, which we'll link in the video actually, is you talked about the balance between privacy and personalization. And that's a really hot topic at the moment. Whose data is it? Who's using it and for what purposes? What would you say to pharma company leaders listening to this right now about how do they get that balance right? What should they be thinking about?
Yeah, it is a tough one because as a consumer, I also want privacy. So it's, you know, it is a core thing, and we don't want such intrusion into our lives that we actually already have with Amazon and Google. But at the same time, we want to help people and make things personalized. So it is a very delicate balance. And there's lots of things that with every project you have to go through in terms of legal and compliance and making sure that you are giving that value to the doctor or the patient or both, in as much that you're as you are to the pharma company as well. So it is making sure that the customer is getting the value as well. So yes, it is certainly something that you need to look at. And it is interesting with a lot of AI companies in our sector, they have got it right. So it's not always about reinventing the wheel, because there are companies that have been doing it for a long time and got it right for their particular product, but many that haven't.
Sounds like there's some really good opportunities for like a good conversation with patients about some of the trade-offs. Mm-hmm. And as long as we keep the value to the patient at the center of it all, that trade-off can feel like a fair exchange, is what you're saying.
And that's happening in everything. You know, we are constantly giving our data in exchange for something. You know, I don't know how many websites you say, okay, yeah, sure. You know, track me, it's fine. I just want this white paper or whatever it is. You know, we're getting used to doing that these days. So I think that's, you know, as long as we give a fair, accurate explanation of what we're going to do with it and get consent, then, you know, that's how the world is going. I mean, part of the problem is that a lot of tech companies don't do that.
Yeah. That's really helpful. Thank you. So just to close, really, here at Five & Co, we're all after leaders thriving wherever they are and helping teams to thrive because we believe they can really deliver. And we often get questions from new leaders saying, how do I find out more? Where do I start? So I'm a new leader in pharma. Where would I start on my AI journey? What should I read? Who should I be talking to? What would you recommend?
Well, I didn't think of this, but a year or 2 years ago, I did this like free 5 video series, mm-hmm. which I could give you a link. I'll find it. It's a bit old, but basically I kind of take people through that process. So it's a 5-day one where it's leading people through what can AI do in pharma, and how do I figure out my own problems to solve, and then takes them through a design thinking process of coming up with their own solution. So I'll give you a link to that. I think the key is thinking it through as a business challenge and not an AI challenge. You know, AI can help us do so many things, but we need to think of the business problem first rather than what can AI do. So often I'll go into a company and they'll say, well, you know, what should AI do here? Okay, well, what's the problem you're trying to solve? You know, that's where you have to start. So I think that's the best advice, is look at the problems and see what's a problem that you can't solve in the current way. And there probably is a way with AI to solve it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of AI for Pharma Growth. If you have received huge value from this show, or maybe this episode has highlighted how you can use AI in your company, then we would love for you to support the show by leaving us a 5-star rating. Please make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app now to make sure you never miss an episode.